This is Michael Ratner speaking, and I want to give people an update on Attorney General or supposed nominee Attorney General Michael Mukasey. I want people to act as quickly and as dramatically as they can. Michael Mukasey, who is right now, as we speak, being considered for Gonzalez's old job. This is really serious. There's something people ought to do here. The two issues I want people to focus on are first, waterboarding and torture, and secondly, presidential power. People may recall that Mukasey refused to answer questions as to whether or not waterboarding was a form of torture. For all of the listeners who know our show, waterboarding, of course, is essentially drowning someone, strapping them to a board, sticking a rag in their mouth, and pouring water in them. It's been used since the 15th century, since the Inquisition. I believe that Joan of Arc was threatened with it. Certainly the French used it against the Algerians. And the U.S., the Bush administration, has almost practically acknowledged using it against detainees in so-called CIA secret sites. They have used it. There's no issue about it. It's torture, it's illegal, and it's a crime under U.S. law. And then you have the spectacle, the incredible spectacle, of Mukasey saying he doesn't know what the technique is. Until he finds out more about it, he won't say whether it's legal or illegal. Now, of course, what's really going on here is if he says it's illegal, then he has a problem. The people Mukasey will be working for in this administration all become criminals. The people who approved waterboarding, Vice President Cheney, who says, oh, there's nothing wrong with a little dunk in the water, and all of the others, essentially become criminals. So he's working for a bunch of criminals, and he's going to have to start indicting them. So he has a problem. Even if he were to think it's torture, which I don't know if he really does, he can't say it's torture, but I actually don't think he probably will conclude it is, because even if he's in as Attorney General, if he concludes it is, then his employers are essentially criminals. As people also recall, Mukasey was essentially led into that hearing on a white horse by Senator Schumer from New York, who just lauded him. And in fact, it was Schumer who apparently suggested Mukasey to the Bush administration as someone who could be confirmed, even though there's a Democratic majority in the Senate Judiciary Committee and in the Senate, they would still find him respectable enough to confirm him. It was going along swimmingly for Schumer and for Mukasey until the waterboard question came up and until the second issue came up, the issue of presidential power, and particularly around wiretapping, when Mukasey was asked whether the warrantless wiretapping might be or was unconstitutional, the warrantless wiretapping that the Bush administration had carried out, despite a congressional law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that clearly made warrantless wiretapping illegal and a crime. Mukasey essentially refused to answer it, but he actually answered something that is even worse. He said there may be, even when Congress has passed a law in the area, extra powers to the president, particularly in time of war, to override and ignore, violate, etc., congressional legislation. In other words, the president can be your dictator. So you have two issues on Mukasey. You have waterboarding and presidential power. The senators at this point, particularly the Democrats, really couldn't hide anymore. They tried to hide and say, he's fine, Mukasey. They were forced to send Mukasey a letter saying, please, we beg you, essentially, get us off the hook, say waterboarding is illegal, and please, get us off the hook on presidential power. We want to help you. We want to confirm you. Sadly for those senators, Mukasey still refuses to say waterboarding is illegal. What he said was essentially that waterboarding is repugnant, but he did not know if it is legal. An amazing, remarkable statement. It's repugnant to him, but he doesn't know if it's legal. It's classic, classic torture. It's been that for hundreds of years. And this is the man that Senator Schumer and others are considering having as your attorney general. So here's what's happened since then. Schumer, relatively quiet, apparently hasn't made a decision on this. Some others have, like Durbin has said, I'm going to vote against him. One of the Democrats who initially was very upset by this has said, well, this is enough for me. That's Lindsey Graham from North Carolina. But here's what you can do. I think this nomination can be defeated. I don't know how each of you feel, but I do know that however you feel, you can make some telephone calls. I'm going to give you the general number for you in New York as well as other states that you can call the U.S. Capitol switchboard and ask to be connected to Senator Schumer's office or the other members of the Judiciary Committee. Other members of the Judiciary Committee that are relevant here, of course, are a number of Democrats, Edward Kennedy, Joe Biden, who's already said he's against it, Herb Kohl, Wisconsin, Dianne Feinstein, California, Russ Feingold, others. You can go look them up on our website at lawanddisorder.org. You can also go onto the net. But the key thing is to call this number, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. If you're from New York, ask to be connected with Senator Schumer's office and tell them how you feel about waterboarding. Tell them how you feel about a president who thinks that he can run a dictatorship and see what Senator Schumer's reaction is. Do that with each of the people in your home states that are on this Judiciary Committee. I actually think this can make a difference. They haven't heard from their constituents. Everybody knows waterboarding is no good. In fact, you know what I was actually hoping as a little bit of levity here? The Halloween parade in New York takes place on October 31st, of course, Halloween, and there's these huge floats that go through. So again, if you feel that way and want to say something, call 202-224-3121.